to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you today? I hope everything is special and wonderful in your life. I want to introduce you to our guest today, Cheryl Bassett. She brings us four incredible gifts. Yes, she came with presents, Brains. But in addition to that, she's going to tell us about her story and her journey, what she's pouring into people living there in Liverpool, Ohio. Sounds like a slash between England and America's heartland. She's going to talk about unstoppable connections and what she's doing in the world to make a difference. So, Brains, help me welcome a wonderful wife, mother, speaker, author, and influencer to The Edge, Cheryl Bassett. Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing today?
Me and the Brains can't complain. We're sitting up straight. We're ready to receive our gifts, but we have to be worthy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love how you say, and I know I shared this with you before, about pouring it into people, because I think that's what it is when you just kind of tap into the heart and just go, okay, you know, if you're out there to make a difference, just what is it you really want to share? So I love how you say that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about your journey there in Liverpool, Ohio. You know, I told you now, I love you some Ohio. I got some people there.
Yeah. So actually, I'm in, I've been all over Ohio. I grew up in East Liverpool, and it's actually East Liverpool, and I believe it's called that because it's east of Liverpool, England. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh,
I might have just made
okay.
That up, but, but I did grow up there. Until I was like 15, and then we moved from there, and I went to Columbus, so back to Ohio, stayed in Ohio, and then I've lived other places, but then came back to Ohio, and I'm actually in Cincinnati area now. So, but working my way back to Columbus. So,
okay, so I got family there
place.
Too. I like Ohio. It's a unique place. It is a unique place. It's America's heartland. That's what they call it, the Midwest. It's so east of me in the west, you know, coast of California. So I don't know how they figure that, the Midwest, but maybe they do. But it's a different climate. It's a different culture. It's an easier, softer way of life. Tell us about your upbringing there in Ohio.
Yeah, so I did move here when I was 15, which was so traumatic, of course, as a teenager to have to move. But it was really a wonderful thing to make that transition. East Liverpool is very landlocked. It's on the river. And so there was just a lot more opportunity. And you're right, Columbus is sort of a unique, it has a bubble of protection over it. For one thing, there's so much diversity here and there's so much industry here. You know, and of course, you have Ohio State, and I'm definitely an obnoxious Ohio State football fan. I have to admit that.
Oh, yeah.
And both of my boys, you know, ended up going to Ohio State. I went to Ohio State. So it's just, yeah, so it's home. But there is a lot of diversity in Columbus area. So it was really a wonderful place to grow up. And then I raised both of my boys, here in the Columbus area and, got divorced here. You know, a lot of stuff happened in Ohio, and then I'm remarried now to a wonderful, wonderful man. But his practice is in the Cincinnati area, which is why I'm in Cincinnati at this moment.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about, some of the trials and tribulations you experienced through all of this.
Yeah, so, our journey started, I mean, we laugh about where it really started the first time we had a family meeting, because I had a meltdown over, which is not normal for me, which is good, but I had a meltdown over my oldest son at the time, who would have probably been maybe 8 or 9 years old, asking for a tube of chapstick.
I saw the video, right?
Yeah. So it's still a joke to this day, because if I start to even get upset, which again is pretty rare, my boys will go, well, this isn't going to be a chapstick moment, is it? So it's still something that we talk about. But at the same time, it was really one of those defining moments for us. And I actually wish a chapstick moment on everyone in terms of it was our first time that we sat down as a family and we had our first official family meeting, because I had spent the whole morning trying to figure out the finances, and then they came home asking for 15 things. And yes, it was the tube of chapstick that he asked for that pushed me over the edge. But it was
right.
really representative of just kind of where we were in that moment. So we had our first meeting, and I thought that that meeting was going to be me imparting all of my wisdom onto my children and straightening them out, of course. And what I found out really quick was that they wanted to be a part of the solution, number one. But number two, they had a lot to share, and I actually had a lot to learn as well. So we came together as a team, and they were pretty young, but we then had this weekly, not every night of the week, but weekly family meeting where we went through whatever life was handing us, and we figured out how to support one another, which is where the four gifts evolved out of, was through that journey that we did as a family and how we chose to come together as a team and respect one another and listen to one another and share, and, you know, that support. So that's really, it started there. We didn't know we were going on a journey and a half at that moment.
Right.
But the chapstick moment, but that chapstick moment sort of became the defining moment, if you will, of where the journey began.
And it's so important that families connect. They're so disconnected now. People talk about it all the time
mm-hmm.
with the devices and social media and being isolated and being introverted and not really connecting, not sitting down as a family, having a meal. So to be able to communicate.
Right.
But the most important thing that you did, that I, my big takeaway and aha right now, is the fact that you listened to your children. You didn't
mm-hmm.
just talk
mm-hmm.
to them or talk at them, but you actually sat there. You were a participant. You were an independent contributor to the conversation by listening to them and listening to their voice. And I'm telling you, that just changes the whole vibration in the room, because they're like, wow, you know, my opinion matters. What's going on in my life matters
mm-hmm.
to my parents. So you had a meltdown, and I know that you were saying that you were going over the family finances. As you so quickly noted, Robin, Peter to pay Paul, and everybody
mm-hmm.
has been at that point, at one point in their life. And so what was your aha moment when you realized that you couldn't rob Peter because there was no more to give Paul?
Yeah, you know, the journey for that was long, and I know I shared this with you, and I'm not afraid to share it because it was just part of our journey. But by the time we got to this point, we had so much in place in terms of how we came together and supported one another. But we did lose our home eventually, and it's not that it was fun; it sucked. I mean, you know, quite frankly. But at the same time, I remember when I had to finally share with my boys, you know, that hey, we're going to have to find another place to live. We're losing this home. They didn't, you know, throw a fit or get upset or get all, you know, they basically looked at me and said, okay, so how do we contribute? How do we help? And, you know, and that's because we already had put this amazing foundation in place of how it is that we support one another when things get tough. You know, it's easy to stay connected and in communication when things are going well, but when it gets tough. So I say to people when they come to learn about the four gifts, that if you're in the middle of a 911, you know, like your house is on fire right now, you know, this is not the time. You need a different solution right now. You can come back to this. But if you're looking for the 411 on how you put something solid in place so that when you have that emergency, when your house is on fire, you already have a plan in place and you already know how you're going to get through it as a team and support one another through the process. So that's what
they do. And it is a
really
team
about.
Effort, you know, and I'm so glad
mm-hmm.
that you and your family did not let a piece of land or a piece of property define
mm-hmm.
who you are as a family unit. You know, I always say I love Mr. Magnificent so much I sleep in the park and eat grass, you know, because it's important. And you will be able to get those things again if you have some sort of connectivity, if you have
mm-hmm.
a drive, if you have a passion. So springboarding forward, tell us a little bit about the four gifts. What are they?
Well, the four gifts, and we've already hit on one because it's so important. But the first gift is the gift of listening. And that is, you know, that's the disconnect to connect. That's how our key to unlock that was, and how we really listened to each other was we did put the technology away. There's a lot that comes from technology. So it's not that we put it away permanently, but for at least a half an hour or an hour during that meeting, it was about the person, you know, sitting across from us and looking at each other and supporting one another. And so it was about that. But you're right. You go out to a restaurant or anywhere and you see a family and they're all sitting around, you know, on their mobile phones and whatever, and they're not connecting with one another. And there is a huge disconnect that way. In fact, kids think they're so connected because of social media, but the truth is that most of them, many of them are very lonely at the same time because likes are not connection, you know, counting how many likes you have. So this whole gift of listening is about really, you know, letting it go from what's going on around us and really being present for that connection with the person who's right there in front of you.
Okay. I got it.
The second is the gift of respect. And you also touched on this a little bit when you were saying, because the kids felt heard, what we did was we had a duck, which sounds kind of funny, but we had a little duck on the table. And this was, don't quack the duck, because the duck is the idea. So if somebody has an idea or is sharing something, you know, you can't immediately shoot it down or, you know, dismiss it. The duck is to be respected. The idea is to be heard and respected. And it doesn't mean that every idea is amazing. Like, you know, when David wanted to put a landing pad for, a helicopter landing on our roof, it probably wasn't an idea that was going to go anywhere. But we still had a conversation about what that would look like, and also allowed him to explain why that was even something he would want to do, you know?
Right.
And so just having everyone feel like their ideas and what they're saying and sharing is valued and respected in the process is just so important. Everyone has a voice. And I think from a self-esteem standpoint, when kids do feel like they get to contribute into the process, that's where that self-esteem starts, and it starts with that connection that you're having with your own children. So,
right.
So the second gift is the gift of respect, and we did that by don't quack the duck, which was a fun way to do it then. The third one is the gift of awareness. And this one we unlocked by a really beautiful concept, probably my most favorite concept that we had, which was something called living above the mark. Because when you live above the mark, you take charge of your life, you own it, you believe in yourself, and you're in your ability to make a change. When you live below, you're blaming someone else, you're justifying your choices as to why you're stuck, and you're in denial a lot of times. So I remember, April sharing this with my son, David, who is probably, this was something we brought into our meetings when they were a little bit older. David was probably 13. And I said to him, I said, does that make sense to you? Do you understand that when you're below the mark, you're literally giving your power away to someone or something? And only when you step up and say, this is my life, I'm responsible for it, where do I get to be a part of that solution? Can you make a change? And so I'm looking at him at 13 and thinking, does this really resonate with him? Does he really understand the concept? And what he said back to me blew me away and actually deepened it for me. What he said was, he goes, Mom, I totally get it. What you're saying is, like last night when we lost our baseball game, we all just sat around and blamed the umpire, but we never looked at ourselves. So tomorrow night we won't play any better as a team than we did last night.
Wow.
And I was kind of like, wow, okay, you do get it. And here's the thing, though, is that your kids will get this. And the good news is that it changes everything. The bad news is that they will also hold you accountable. So I've had kids, when I'm giving my excuses, right, say, gee, Mom, you would have blown the mark, you know. And when they were younger, I wanted to say, you know, gee, David, go to the room.
I know. Well, it was so odd. My daughter was 7 years old, and we were driving the car, and she looked at me, and she says, you know, Mommy, I just want you to know something. And I said, what? She says, I watch and listen to every single thing you do. And she said it with a cadence and a rhythm and a command and a force. I was a nervous wreck. I was like, well, I better put myself in check, because, again, that is the awareness. It's showing up. It's being present. It's acknowledging and taking responsibility. So I think that these top three are just stellar. What's the fourth one?
The fourth one is, and this one came even a little bit later, but it was the gift of love. And I say that on both sides of this equation, because it was learning to celebrate ourselves and others, stepping out of the judgment, but the judgment that sometimes we even hold for ourselves, and not fearing, but allowing to understand that the world is just like this beautiful place because we all bring our own gifts, our own unique talents, our skills, and learning to cherish that versus then to judge it or fear it, but stepping into it and allowing us to love ourselves as well as others is to me changing the world. And that, you know, it's funny because we talk about how ripples, you know, ripples don't flow in, they flow out. And if we really want to see the change in the world, I think it starts in our own homes with our own families around our own kitchen tables first. That's where it starts. But it starts also first by having this really authentic way of connecting and loving ourselves, as well as then looking at others and not always having to judge, but one
right.
understanding that's the beauty in the world. So
right.
so the fourth one is the gift of love and learning to celebrate ourselves and others.
So, brains, we need to listen. We need to be respectful. We need to be aware. And we need to give love. And I think that that's perfect
mm-hmm.
because those are unstoppable connections. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the things that, you know, these four gifts, right, are great at the kitchen table, and that was our foundation, and that's where they started, and they had everything to do with how we left that kitchen table and how we showed up in the world. But there are also things that I get to share when I go in and speak at companies because these four gifts are good at any table. And so instead of, you know, just talking about it being the kitchen table, I went and that's where Unstoppable Connections came out of, because it's really about the connections that we can have even once we leave our homes and step into our workplaces and into our everyday lives. So the Unstoppable Connections piece is really about allowing that connection to happen no matter where we are and who we're with.
Right. Right. And again, how you're serving, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you serving it to me on fine china or are you serving it to me on a trash can lid? How is the delivery? That's so important because that's how people are going to receive it. That's how they're going to remember it. That's how it's going to taste in their palate and in their heart. Tell us a little bit about your book. You've written a great workbook. Tell my brains about that.
Yeah, so there's actually a kit, right, that has a book in it as well, which is all about how do you sit down and have this connection with your family. So the kit is there. And then I had a book that originally I wrote, which is kind of how this evolved into this kit, which was 101 Creative Ways to Save Money, How Families Can Take a Crisis and Turn It into an Opportunity. And so there were so many ideas when I wrote that book that I thought were just good ideas, but then I realized how many of them we had done as a family and all the things that we thought were going to be sacrifices of, you know, things that we had to change or do differently actually ended up being things that brought us closer together. So they ended up not being really, you know, a sacrifice at all, but actually a blessing. And so there's a lot of that in the book. And then in the book, I started to share in companies around it. And I would say, you just need to sit down and have this family meeting. And I would get the deer in the headlight look, you know, like, well, what does that look like? And that's how the kit started. And I actually won an award for it as one of the next best brilliant ideas for humanity because it was all
wow.
about, which, you know, was amazing. And it's kind of funny because the next best brilliant idea is for families to sit down and have a connection at the kitchen table. But the truth is we have gotten away from that. And so, you know, it's really just reinforcing that. And it's kind of become, you know, retro cool to sit back down now and really connect with your family in a way that's meaningful. And the kit is out there and helps to do that. And it creates and paints the foundation for it. So there's an agenda and all of that. But what surrounds it, because it doesn't really matter the topic, if you have the four gifts in place that create the foundation of how those conversations are going to happen.
And this foundation is going to be strong with a lot of fortitude because you are instilling something in these young men. They've been able to see what's happened. They've been humbled. It hasn't affected them. They've been able to thrive. Look at them. They're off on their own now. They've been able to go to college. They've got a wonderful, smart mother and father that mm-hmm. care about them. So this is a life lesson. A lot of times people think, oh, okay, well, I'll give my child everything. Let me give them the best education. Let me buy
mm-hmm.
them a car. Let me get them a pony, you know. And then the kids grow up and disrespect the parents and put them in the old folks' home and don't even go to see them. So you have taught them a lot of wonderful life lessons, you know, in this kit. Tell my brains how to get a copy of your book and get some information on the kit or to, you know, have you come out and speak. I know that you can come out from Ohio to anywhere across the world, right?
Absolutely, and that's really my heartbeat. My passion is to get out and to really share this. And so my email is Cheryl, which is spelled with a C, Cheryl, at Unstoppable Connections. There is an S on that. So Cheryl at UnstoppableConnections.com. And my website is UnstoppableConnections.com. And the right now there's a downloaded version of the kit. We're getting back to a physical kit that's going to be coming out. Of course, you know, depending on when you hear this, it might already be there. And then also we're going to be opening up the Unstoppable Connections Ranch, which is going to be a destination location where all of this can happen. And we're going to love bringing in the families and create content, you know, just to keep the conversations evolving. There's definitely a foundation in place, but, you know, every family's unique and is going to bring their own thing to it. We want to be able to capture some of that, because you don't know when your journey is going to be important to somebody else's journey. And so we're going to create a place for all that content to get created and for people to really share their story and create their own family love story, if you will.
Now, where is the ranch going to be located? Is that going to be in Ohio?
It is going to be in Ohio, yes. And so we're looking in the Columbus area. And we actually
have a beautiful
location
right now.
Can you tell
me, because I told you I got family
there
in Columbus. I'm gonna get them together, and we all going to come out there and see you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, and the ranch is going to be, the Unstoppable Connections Ranch is going to be about getting connected to nature, to beauty, to animals, obviously to one another and to ourselves, and just creating the connection. Because at the end of the day, April, and I know you know this, we are all one. We're all connected.
Yeah.
And when we can remember that again, the world is going to be a better place. And, you know, that's the piece that I want to play in helping that to happen.
Well, you know, you guys in Ohio have a big decision ahead of you. You are one of the places with the largest delegates for our political future. So I hope that everyone takes that seriously. Whatever side of the aisle you're on, it really doesn't matter to me, as long as you're making a conscious decision and you're thinking outside of yourself, you're thinking outside of the box, you're listening, you're showing respect, you have awareness and love. And that's what you brought, the four gifts. Thank you so much for doing that for us. Cheryl, I really appreciate you being here on the edge with us. Keep us informed as to what's going on when the ranch is open up, when you got the kit in full effect and full of swing. You know you got a place here on the edge, a seat at the table, okay?
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to be with you today. Appreciate it.
All right, brains, do all that you can do to try to be righteous, okay? The world is a crazy place right now, and I'm counting on you, because you keep coming back here on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, iTunes, Spotify, Mixcloud, and you keep doing it over and over again, so you're feeling the vibe, you're feeling the frequency. Are you taking that out in the world and doing the right thing? I hope so. I'm counting on you. I love you deeply and completely. Have a good day. Bye-bye, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.